This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry fun lucrative. Make it super easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, hello. Hello, Australia.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the Big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, guys.
I love a Friday, don't you? Here we go. There's a couple of hours between us and freedom and those brilliant end-of-week drinks we love so much.
We do indeed.
Okay, special guest Will Anderson swings by the studio. Haven't seen him in a while. Friend of the show.
I'm really looking forward to that. And can I say our other special guest
is... we're really happy to have this bloke on.
It's Phil Liggett.
I love Phil.
Tour de France is not the same without him, so...
It exactly isn't.
In the thick of it, he's going to keep us up to date with what's happening at the moment because it's finishing up.
And it's been a ripper too, by the way.
Been.
Hey, GoFundMe, Jane. We did this where you were.
I missed school function. Yes, and I missed the gist of it. What is happening?
People ring me up, and I offer them. I've got a GoFundMe page.
Yep.
How much?
I'll give money $500.
$500.
It's got to be a good idea, though.
All right.
We had some good ones last time.
We'll fish them out.
Yeah.
Think of your good ideas, peoples.
Clown of the week.
Or many. Many.
Yeah. I reckon.
Well, you'll be in it.
I reckon you'll be in it. I'll take a punt and say your gorilla calls may come up.
Well, I think that's very clever of me to do that.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the gorillas listening now?
Actually, that hurts my throat.
Well, take your calls. How do you think the gorillas feel? And the chimps, because they smoke as well.
We'll take your calls.
We'll take your tweets. So much more to get through. Are you tired? Did you have a big night last night?
I went to one of the young people in my house.
Yes.
Was in a Shakespearean play
last night.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
12th Night. It's one of Shakespeare's comedies.
Right.
And, not my favourite, the comedies.
He's
very good at... I love the dramas. Mm. I love the tragedies. Mm. Her comedy...
You know what they are? They're kooky mix-ups. Yeah. It's, the boy dressed as a girl. And then the man falls in love with the... girl, but it's really a man dressed up.
I rest my case.
It's very pantomime. But you know what? It suits 16 and 17-year-old kids.
They can be entertaining.
They can be. And that was very good. The person
a Winter's Tale.
I
don't mind a Winter's
excellent. Tale. Was very good actor.
So who was in it?
Josh,
your boy.
He's come
a long way. Work experience.
Josh,
the work experience kid was in it.
How'd he go? I'm going to have a guess here that boy can act. He seems to be able to remember
some lines.
Outrageous talent.
Do all the acting stuff.
Takes after mum and dad.
Of course, he takes after mum.
Did you cry?
No, because it was melancholy and...
It's supposed to be a comedy.
It's witty and all that. But I'll tell you what, I did give the chance for the younger guys in the house to not come. Because I said, guys, do you want to come?
Geez.
See a Shakespeare, and they go, you're welcome.
Didn't take the twins to Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, right.
No,
how'd that go?
Jane.
Well,
you've ruined them for life.
I did put snakes, I took a bag of lollies, and I thought, I'll give them some lollies.
Bribe them.
They've got no idea what they're in for.
What was the running time?
It's a good 2.5 hours, you know, what you're there for. I knew they did look at me a little bit darkly when it was interval.
That's
and
bad
they
parenting.
Go,
yeah,
was
bad
interval,
parenting.
And they go, oh, God, that was so long. Are we going home now? I said, sorry, guys, that's interval.
That is unbelievable.
And they went, oh, my God, are you serious? Look, they wanted to support their brother and they liked it.
Was Dad there?
Dad was there, of course.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it was
there's
good.
A bit of talent there. The breeding's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right.
I like that.
It's all right. You're dressed up. You're heading. You're going.
Can I just say quickly, it happens to adults too. When I was living in Melbourne and my brother... I was living in Adelaide, and he was in a play in Adelaide. And I went to see, he said, can you come and see it? Mm. It went for 9 hours.
What?
It was part of the Adelaide Festival.
You're kidding.
It had like quarter time, half time, three quarter time.
Nah.
As I pointed out to him, it's longer than the drive from Melbourne to Adelaide.
Oh, my
it was,
God.
It was some famous play. And,
oh,
and there was
I know.
An English director.
Yeah.
It's too
and
long.
I just don't care.
No, that's...
The problem with Shakespeare... is that people had attention spans back in the day. We're three
well, there's
hours,
nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do except get scurvy or something.
Correct.
So going to the theatre was great alleviation. Now, I mean, you can't make a film. Films used to go 2.5 hours. If a film
I get jittery. After 90 minutes 90, is my limit.
Happy days. Yeah.
So someone needs to take a...
That's true.
To,
but you know...
I'll edit Shakespeare.
You will?
I'll edit. I'll edit.
But you could do that for today, and that's a very good idea, edited versions of Shakespeare plays. In that, you know, that he was also really popular in his day.
Totally.
He used to be, he was like, you know, the master chef and the big rating shows.
He would be
of the
writing stuff that ordinary people would like.
That's right.
Today.
All right.
So I'm
you're dressed up in a suit and everybody around here always gets nervous. They think you're going to court. Or you're going to court.
I'm giving evidence on behalf of Lawyer X at the Royal Commission.
You'll do anything to meet Lawyer X.
She's a former Genesano girl.
Yes, she is. That's my old school.
Wait, you must be proud.
Oh, we're, same school.
We support diversity.
Is she your most famous...
Oh, Alma Mater, what did I say?
Probably
Actually, we've done this before. Let's do this.
Right.
Just quickly.
You're all right.
Tell us who's the most famous person who went to your school. What school did you go to?
Oh,
who
yes,
is the
I
most
love
famous
that,
person that you've got? Who would you say from your school? Lawyer X, of course. Is
Lawyer X.
You'd have a couple of attorney generals or something.
We do
in
that.
There.
We've got like some professors and doctors and things like that.
We had the Rains and we had the Daddos.
Oh, well, that's, you win.
Rains, Daddos. What about you,
and the Malloys?
Tony Lockett went to my school.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
What was the school?
Wendouree High Technical School. Public school, guys, you wouldn't understand. There was a high school and a tech school together. So, yeah, Tony Lockett, plugger.
All right. What,
James
is
out here. Vance Joy, James, our producer.
Vance Joy at his school?
Yes, he went to St. Kevin's. I know that school.
Was he a hit with the ladies then?
Yeah, he was.
Turning up with his little ukulele. All right, 133353, get on the line. Yeah. Who was the most famous person who went to your school?
Love it. We're here thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fund to benefit members. Get the PDS at lucrf.com.au.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson, our special guest in studio in the second hour. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
We got talking before the break about Lawyer X and went to Jane's school.
Yes, Genizano.
Genizano girl.
Yes.
And I said, is that the most famous person who's
my
been
girlfriend
to your school?
Piers just texted me. She said, Chloe McArdle, who of course is a famous swimmer.
See, if you hadn't said swimmer, I wouldn't have.
Yes,
known.
So she's young.
Chloe
and
McArdle.
Yes, and she's you know, a channel swimmer.
Right.
Oh, Jane Gazzo, who I know. She was
Jane Gazzo, yes, that's right. And Piers saying all of them are doctors and judges, but that's, you know, not really interesting.
We're not interested in that.
No.
133353, who went to your school? Most famous alumni, Carissa's on the line from Brisbane. Carissa, who went to your school?
Oh, well, I went to the same school as Wayne Swan and Kay Rudd.
Kevin Rudd.
Really?
Good heavens. What was the school, Carissa?
Oh, good old Nambour High School from Sunshine Coast.
Good on you, Nambour High.
I've done a gig in Nambour. It rocks and rolls. Now, Kevin Rudd, was he a tearaway at school?
Oh, look, I'm a little bit younger. Wasn't quite at the same time, but, most known for Kay Rudd and Wayne Swan, that school, of course.
Did he look like the Milky Bar Kid?
Probably.
All right,
good
thanks,
on you, Carissa.
Chris,
thank you. Hey, let's go to Peter. How are you, Peter?
I'm good, thanks. Hope you guys are well too.
Really good. Who went to your school?
Greg Page, one of the original
the
Wiggles.
The Yellow Wiggles.
What school?
Yellow Wiggles.
What school was
Dorfmead it? Dorfmead High, before it was a performing arts high school in Sydney.
The Yellow Wiggle, the original Yellow Wiggle, not the second one. The
no.
Second,
no,
not the second one. Bitter Yellow Wiggle.
The original and the best.
And the best, and Greg Page. Now she's, the that's Yellow Wiggle is now.
Who was
the
one? Sam Moran.
Oh, Sam Moran, he won't let go.
Yeah. and Greg, when he was at school, played, I think, Vince Fontaine in Grease.
So perfect casting.
From Vince Fontaine to the Yellow Wiggle.
That's right. I think he loves Elvis. He's an Elvis impersonator. Yeah. Can do too.
Whatever happened to the Wiggles?
What do you mean?
Massive,
they couldn't be bigger at the moment.
You always take the Wiggles' side.
I do take their side. Thanks, Peter, for that. Let's go to Joey.
An orange wiggle. Why isn't there an orange wiggle?
Oh, I don't know why there's no. Sorry, I missed Wayne.
More diversity.
Shall we go to Wayne first?
Go to Wayne.
Wayne.
Okay, Wayne, who did you know of about going to a school?
Yeah, my nephew went to school with Jessica Power.
Oh, God. Is this what we're talking now? How famous we're talking? And we know who Jessica Power is. That's the shame.
She's famous, isn't she?
Yeah,
right,
she is.
Right, now, what school was that?
I'm not too sure, but my nephew, it was in Western Australia somewhere. I don't know the name of the school, but he was in her grade, same grade.
Wow. Right, how'd he go?
Oh, his teacher wasn't too bad, bit of a weirdo, but... I'm a bit scared of his dad, of her dad as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. Apparently that's the case. Does she still have that duck face back then?
I think. I'll see if I can get a picture. I'll email it to you.
All right, thanks, Wayne.
That'd be great.
All right, now, thank you. We'll now go to Joey. Sorry, Joey, about that. You've got got one. And I reckon I knew this bloke in his day at school.
So I went to Whiteside College in Gondale, Victoria.
Yep.
And the rumour has it that Pat Cash went to our school 20-odd years ago. I only finished that 8 years ago.
Pat Cash.
He took a car for a burnout on the top footy oval and the Scots covered up by burying it under the oval.
Yeah, I think Pat had a bit of a, you know, Pat was a colourful schoolboy.
See, I'm imagining him, now this is how my brain works, I'm imagining him on the top oval doing a burnout, but with his headband on.
Me too.
He's got the headband on. Well done, Joey. I wonder when he first put that headband on.
Yeah, exactly.
The guys, it just changes your life.
Well, he was
it's like Molly putting the hat on.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, bang.
Well, I was going to say baby Bjorn.
What's your point?
Bjorn Borg. Used to wear them. Bjorn Borg used to wear it. And that's really
Well, that's right. That's good. Hey, let's finish up with Paul. Paul, who went to your school? Who's famous?
I don't know if you've heard of him. It's Rob Sitch.
Really?
Robert Sitch, hey?
Very interesting.
So that'll be...
The name's familiar.
What was the school? Was it Eton? It would have been... Because I know he's aristocratic. He's the top end of town.
Would have been at the Western Suburbs Primary School he went to, I'm sure.
Now,
it was actually St. Kevin's College.
There you go. Now, can I ask you this? Was he a devil with the ladies at school? Was he attracting a fair bit of attention?
He didn't look anything special back in the day. In fact, I remember thinking, this bike will never go anywhere. He doesn't look anything special.
Oh, Paul. Well, it proved you all.
All right, well, stay on the line and give me some stories off here.
Hey, no, that'll do, Paul. Do I know you, Paul? Hang on, Paul. Paul, do I know you? Because I knew St. Kevin's boys around that time.
Well, that'd be the Genizano girls. That's what they're famous for.
Do you know me, Paul?
Oh, good Lord.
No, I don't know you personally.
It's a very dangerous conversation. Well done. Hey, when we come back, Clown of the Week.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Okay, here we go. It's full as a gook, as always. You know the number. You know the drill. 133353. Nominate whoever you want. I'm going to start, if you don't mind.
Please go
ahead.
Just
been talking about it. Lawyer X. The first of the dominoes has fallen. There's just been a decision in the Supreme Court in Melbourne involving a man who's been in jail for more than a decade.
Holy Toledo.
Who's the court reporter, please?
It's Eliza Rugg from Channel 9.
Let's have a listen.
Farouk Orman, he has spent 12 years behind bars for a murder that he has always maintained that he did not commit. And now, this morning, he has been acquitted of that murder and released from the Supreme Court after the Court of Appeal ruled that his lawyer, Nicola Gobbo, betrayed him. She double-crossed him, and that was enough to taint his conviction and enough for him to be set free.
So here it is, the first of many, and we don't even know whether he's innocent or guilty. You don't know, but the fact is, she was operating as his legal representation and as an informant. Yeah. Now, how many other cases involving some of the biggest criminals this country's ever produced?
Yeah, so stand by for that.
That's going to be fun to watch. Well done, everybody.
Well, another legal issue.
Far away,
Cocaine Jake, Cassie.
All right.
She's apparently turned her life around, Mick. Did you know that?
It's really sad. She was just starting to
she
get
was
it
so
together.
Perfect for you. She might be out of prison by February. Have a listen to this.
Do you feel safe, Cassie?
Sometimes. The inmates here, they're very pushy with me. Like, they'll push past me. They'll start abusing me in Spanish because they know I don't understand it. And I haven't actually done anything wrong.
Yeah.
That's her life in prison at the moment.
Yeah.
I was hoping
she would stay there for a while, and I was looking forward. That could have been my first conjugal. My first conjugal visit, which
disappointing. I know. It's all you've ever hoped for.
It's on my radar.
It's your dream, isn't it?
But
I have plenty of those in Wentworth. You watch that series? The conjugal visits happen.
Now, listen, I have taken her officially off my list.
What?
When she... I preferred her as a chubby little drug mule.
Okay.
But now
she's so fussy.
She's got a sophisticated look and she's cleaned up her act. You're
very demanding.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're cooked.
Your list is chockers anyway. So
that's true. Not. You won't be able to get
it. Okay, Peppa Pig.
What?
I'm clowning Peppa Pig.
This is out of control.
Released a new album. I don't know why. You're a pig. You're a cartoon pig. You've had three different voices who do your name. But have a listen to this. You know about this plagiarism? Sometimes someone comes out and says Stairway to Heaven. Is it stolen?
Yep.
Is it not? And it goes to court. Oh, I think there's a straight-up case here that Peppa Pig has to answer. Okay, that's not the one, but I don't like it anyway. Over the 15 years.
No, that's not it either.
No, there was the... Was,
there was
the
one row, row. No.
No, row, row, row your boat.
All right, we'll have to get that one.
Well,
don't worry about it. Anyway,
don't you worry,
it's
Peppa
so
Pig.
Stupid Peppa Pig's put out an album. How
Peppa
about
Suckling Pig, I call her.
We should go to a caller for our next one.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Aaron.
Aaron.
Who would you like to nominate for Clown of the Week?
Sun Yang, the Chinese swimmer.
Yes.
Yes, that's true. And
taken drugs, gets on the front foot.
And Mac Horton did not get up on the podium because he doesn't approve and doesn't think it's fair.
The other swimmer too, not Matt Horton, the other one, the Chinese guy turns around and says, I'm the winner, you're the loser.
I think we might have a clip of that. Have a listen, Aaron.
Yeah.
Sun confronting Scott.
You lose. I'm winning,
You, however, Jane Kennedy, have forgiven him because he's hot.
I didn't forgive him. I was just maybe commenting that he's pretty good looking.
He is hot.
That's no excuse, but he's good. So, all right, I'll clown myself for that. All right.
You did indeed.
What about the new British Prime Minister, Mick?
Okay, let's do this. Boris Johnson, we've left him alone. We need you to know.
Well, we didn't believe it was going to happen.
Who you're looking at. So on the one side of the pond, you've got Donald Trump.
Yep.
Now on the other side, Boris Johnson. Please enjoy the work of the new Prime Minister of England.
Now Britons are bracing for Boris.
As the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
What do you do to switch off?
I like to paint. I make things. I have a thing where I make models of... When I was in London, Mayor of London, we build a beautiful... I make buses.
Johnson has insulted Muslim women, the people of Papua New Guinea, black people, and President Obama with racist comments.
There is such a rich thesaurus now of things that I've said, somehow misconstrued, that it would really take me too long to engage in a full global itinerary of apology.
So I wouldn't want to expose Londoners to any unnecessary risk of meeting Donald Trump.
I reject completely the suggestion by some corduroy jacketed, snaggle-toothed, lefty academics.
I get old, wooden crates.
Yeah.
Right? And then I paint them.
All sorts of expressions to describe what is the impossibilia, the adjunita. It is not going to happen. It is more likely that, as I say, I will be reincarnated as in a disused fridge or decapitated by a flying frisbee.
I suppose it's a box that's been used to contain two wine bottles, right?
Right.
And it will have a dividing thing.
Yeah. Mm. Well done, everyone.
He sounds like Matt Preston.
Does a bit. Yeah,
they
you're right.
They might have been brought up in the same parts of the UK.
Well, we'll clown those three on the
That's
other side of this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All around Australia, thank you for listening. The podcast, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all the socials as well. And Clown of the Week, you can get involved by giving us a ring
as
on 133353.
Get involved. Damien's on the line. Damien, who would you like to clown?
I'd like to clown your mob, Jane. Channel 10 for getting rid of those guys too early. They could have at least waited until after the finale.
I mean, yes. Yeah. Look, I understand that the show was already recorded, so they couldn't have gone and said a big farewell.
I mean, it's not live?
Well, I don't know. People change, they change hosts of shows all the time, right? And people don't say goodbye when they change them, do they?
It's like a press release from Channel 10.
It's not a press release from Channel 10.
They got summarily
they didn't get
executed
sacked.
On
they
the
didn't
day.
Renew. They didn't renew their contracts.
On the day. You're telling me that's just normal business.
I'm saying it was not, and it was a shock to everyone involved, including us, who had Matt Preston on the show, on our show, and Matt
wouldn't
come
on. Sitting in a car at the front.
He was.
Waiting for the green light from Channel 10.
Oh,
who wouldn't
no,
give
it was that close.
Yeah, it was out the front of our building and couldn't come on. The whole thing was an absolute bombshell and shock.
Balls up. Mm. All around.
Well, how does Joanna Griggs go? Leave from Better Homes and Gardens. She's gone, Wooshka.
Love her too.
Yeah, what happened to her?
There wasn't a press release saying thanks for coming. Well, we're not renewing contact on the day
goodbye?
Of her big show.
Will she say goodbye?
Oh, so it's normal.
No, it's not normal.
What you're
normal.
Saying is that's how exactly how it should be.
All right. let's talk about other television shows.
They've got to you, haven't they?
They haven't got to
you,
me at
you
all.
You know what you are? You're a company woman. You are now a Channel 10 acolyte. You can't be trusted
I'm not,
now.
Not
and
one,
issues to deal with
there's
Channel
not
10.
One network that
I thought
owns
you,
me.
I thought you thought for yourself. I thought no, you were free spirit.
I'm bipartisan.
But you're just part of the big Channel 10
I'm
machine.
I'm up for
now.
Any network.
Who rang you? Who rang you?
No one rang me.
What'd they say? Back off?
Don't be stupid. Hey, I'll tell you what. Channel 9 has signed Pauline Hanson. To be on the Today Show,
oh, that's
which
be
is
awkward.
Very unusual. It is awkward because this is what Pauline said to Deb Knight not long ago.
The latest news poll, it shows support for One Nation collapsing to just 4%, on par now with Clive Palmer's party.
Deb, I've actually gone up since the last election. Unlike your show, Deb, since you've actually taken over, you've actually gone down in your viewership. So
ooh,
should you hand over your job or should we bring Carl back? Well, should we bring Carl back, you know? I just feel that you constantly have a go at myself and One Nation. Let the people have their say on Saturday.
So how bizarre. Apparently Pauline is going to not be paid for her appearances. And she's going on once a fortnight on the Today Show.
I can't wait. That should be great. Many others that we should get to. What about the woman who sold her car and left a vibrator in the glove box in Brisbane?
Oh, that's awkward.
That's a little reminder to check everything before you put your... That'll be a joyride.
Be a joyride.
Why would you keep your vibrator in a glove box?
Because there's a lot of traffic. Jams. People stuck.
So I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh, what do I do? I know. I'll get out my dildo. Oh, pardon me. Sorry if there's children in the car. Sorry about that.
They wouldn't know.
Mark,
they wouldn't know.
Can I just go to call a Mark?
Sure.
Hi, Mark. Sorry. Yes, you're correct. I was all flustered because I'm under the pump in this show and I got something wrong about Joanna Griggs.
Oh, what?
That's all right.
Yeah. Can you set everyone straight?
I can. So I read the article yesterday. Joanna Griggs is leaving House Rules focus more on Better Homes and Gardens plus the upcoming Olympics.
Okay, and that means House Rules probably won't be continuing.
So you need to get your facts in order.
Oh, sometimes. You know what?
When you attack a rival network and you don't have your facts, you spend all the time defending Channel 10. Company woman.
Gee. Really? Channel 10 will be glad to hear that I'm defending them for once. That'll be news to
you
them.
You normally get a call from them after you've been hauling off.
I do not. That's rubbish.
Live on air.
Oh, what about Keith Urban?
Oh, yeah, we've got Keith Urban there. He's written a lovely song to his wife.
Well, lovely. It's sort of an exposing song he's used to as his muse, and they have a lot of hot sex, apparently. Have a listen to this. A
song called Gemini.
That'll do. That's
we were concerned
enough.
About the line when he said she's a maniac in the bed, everybody knows. Mm. I thought, if
Quite
I was Nick,
know.
I'd yeah. say, mate.
Not everyone knows. About
not
six
everyone
people
knows.
Know.
Come on.
We know now, though.
Go easy.
Yeah. Every time I see her now, I'm just going to think of her being a maniac in the bed.
Do you like the way I just said Nick? Like I know her?
Like you know her.
Do you know her?
You're an A-lister.
You'd know her.
You used to be an A-lister.
You've met her.
You're like an A-.
I haven't met Nick. I've watched the last episode of Series 2, which I loved, of Big Little Lies.
So many we couldn't get time to get through. The Botox Bandit. I love the Botox Bandit. You broke on the show yesterday.
Yes,
the US judge who had to be told to stop vaping at the bench.
What?
The miniature chihuahua who was taken by a seagull in the backyard.
That's unreal.
Awkward. We could go on. Well done, all.
Thanks, everyone.
When we come back, it's time for my GoFundMe. Oh. We're gonna fund a cracking idea.
Cannot wait. Kennedy Malloy.
Big.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson coming up in minutes. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Time for...
Mix GoFundMe! Mix GoFundMe!
I don't know where you were, Jane. I think you'd gone to another...
We don't
I think
have to keep
going
bringing...
lunch on a private jet.
One of your RDOs.
You're making it sound like I am never here.
We can't recall. There's
I was
so
here.
Many...
You've got your own little segment. You've gone off. You've gone and got cash from somewhere. Where's mine?
Well, you don't have any at this stage. Oh. There's $500.
I like the idea though, Mick.
$500 to GoFundMe for the best idea. If you're listening for the first time, here's an excerpt of what went down on our first edition.
I'm looking at getting a new set of historical medieval armour. Two world championships, and my old armour's getting a bit worn down, so I need an upgrade.
Right. Too many battles?
Too many battles. We hit hard.
My idea is, you know, when you get to my age, you have your glasses on,
yep,
and you have to read your mobile phone. Why don't you have a slip on the mobile phone? Basically, that's your prescription.
Oh, so it's a prescription phone.
There you go.
Whoa!
I was hoping you could help me fund a setup of roll-on lubrication. So, don't you hate it when you've got to just pause for that moment and run in and wash your hands and then run back to the bedroom?
Okay.
You know?
What the...
This is genius. I should roll-on lube. I should point out that was the winner.
Yeah.
She received the first $500 funding. GoFundMe. Yes.
Don't you love our audience?
Idea of roll-on lube. How it's come to my attention again because there's one I might fund. Amanda Knox. Remember Amanda Knox? Does that name ring a bell?
It does, but I can't remember from where. What did she want?
Sex, murder, crime, Italy. University.
Right. Oh,
Amanda Knox.
At one stage,
she was the most hated girl in the world.
That's right. They're roommates.
Of course, she'd murdered her roommate in a sex crime.
Mm.
And this was huge. It went through all the courts. Anyway, she's been vindicated, but she wants to get married now and says she's got a GoFundMe site.
What? What?
Do you know what?
What's wrong with people?
I'm going to put her on my list.
Don't you dare.
Put her on my list. Amanda Knox.
She's clearly very happy now and she's found someone.
Oh, well.
Not sure whether she's right.
So we might put our $500 towards that. Jason's on the line. Jason.
G'day, Mick. How you going?
Hi, mate. What would you like to fund? And Jane, you can participate as well.
133353, by the way.
Thanks,
you want to get involved?
You've got to get Jane's approval too, I suppose. Yeah. What have you got? What's your idea? $500 on the line for the best idea we hear today.
Okay, Mick, this is right up your alley, mate. I'm going to decide to build a hostile platform that allows you to, when you go out the night out in the town, you've had a few drinks at a local pub and the pub's getting a bit boring. What do? You bring out your phone. The idea is to have a roulette wheel, kind of Wheel of Fortune type wheel, and you spin it and you put all your favourite kebab shops, pizza shops, strip joints, pubs and clubs.
Yeah.
And you let the night decide where you need to go next.
Yeah, put your hands in the faith of the, what do we call it? It's just like a pub call app.
Yeah. Well,
it's like a Wheel of Fortune. You spin it and it tells you where to go without you having to think.
Jason.
That's it. Mick, we'd obviously have to do a bit of research around a couple of places you knock about, but I reckon we can get this up and going.
See, that'd be a good app that tells you when you get to a new town, what's the best front bar, the best lap dancing club.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they got those. Pretty sure that's all.
Jason, you're in the mix.
That's very good.
Good idea.
Michael, $500 GoFundMe. What do you want funded? This needs to be a big idea.
Oh, it's big. A platinum Uber, which would be a small truck with like a box back so you could close the back of it off, obviously. Mm. Have a responsible driver like me driving it. Mm-hmm. Take it nice and easy.
Where's this leading?
Well, strip a pole in the back.
Oh.
Seats out of an old HQ around the
Hey. Strippers need more comfort than that, mate. We need a Winnebago happening here.
Do the strippers need a seatbelt? Is this mobile? Is this a mobile strip club?
Yeah. When you're driving from home, you pick up a few mates on the way. It's a big night out. You got your stripper pole, your young lady.
Oh, Michael, I'm going to have to...
Look, it's not a terrible idea, but I don't like the way you've downgraded the whole mode of transport. I think it should be, and platinum was the key word. I just want to give you the tip.
A premium, obviously.
All right, Michael, we're going to stop you there.
Yeah,
it
Michael,
sounds like you've thought this through.
And it's a little creepy, so sorry, Michael.
Brendan, what would you like $500 to put towards?
I'm desperately trying to raise some capital for some brewing equipment for my brew club / man cave in my shed.
All right, I'm interested.
The boys.
You're in the mix. Mm. Now, what type of beer do you intend on brewing?
Everything. Lagers, pale ales, porters, stouts.
Oh, I think you're being a bit ambitious, Brendan. Let's just bring the peg down a bit.
Already doing them.
Well,
sounds good.
What's your favourite beer, Brendan?
I love a really good pale ale.
Mm. Yeah, I think you lost me there. I'm a lager man. Thanks, Grant. What do you want? What do you want the money for?
I'd love to start production on a throat spray that distorts your voice so you can chuck a sickie without getting any
Very good.
So it temporarily like paralyzes your vocal cords and it allows you to rig
sound
up
husky
as if you're someone else. Grant, you are the clubhouse leader at this stage. We're going to take a break. We'll come back more. Give us your idea.
Yeah.
Someone's going home with $500.
These are very good,
Mick. 1-333-53.
This is Mick's GoFundMe on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick's GoFundMe. Mick's GoFundMe.
$500, Jane Kennedy, on the line today for the best idea. Someone who needs funding for a game-changing idea, a life-changing idea. We've had plenty so far. Let's see if these guys can fight their way into the mix. Paul, what do you need the $500 for, mate? What idea?
I just want to give my wife a better life and take on holiday. She's been at me all year to take on holiday, so I'd put it towards that.
Mm. Where would you go, Paul?
Can I just say, do you need the full $500 for that?
Stop it.
Well, we could go camping like we did earlier on in the year. That'd be a good camping.
No. Paul. Yeah. You are not taking your wife camping.
You've got to get it past the chairman of the board here.
Paul, you could get a couple of Jetstar fares pretty cheap. Take her to Queensland or somewhere like that, surely.
Yeah, something like that. Nice Port Douglas holiday or something like that.
Take it down the RSL, punch it into the pokies, see what happens. Well done, Paul.
Thank
That's
you.
A good idea.
Hey, hello, Demi.
Hello.
Hey, Demi, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay, now, what would you like from Uncle Mickey to get started in a GoFund page?
Well, I'm an aspiring horse rider, but there's only one problem. My horse is dead.
Oh,
and
okay.
And if I would like you to GoFund me $500, so and then when I become a famous equestrian rider, I'll put your initials, Mick, on my saddle.
Okay. Oh, Mickey.
Oh, that's adorable.
How can you resist that? Hey, Demi, so you...
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions.
What?
Now, Demi, what's the $500 going towards? A new horse?
I'm buying a new horse.
What type of horse?
I'm an Australian stock horse.
Well, I'm prepared to invest in a Shetland.
You're not putting Demi on a Shetland. She's not a clown act.
Or a Clydesdale. I'll give you the $500 for a Clydesdale.
Demi, I won't let that happen. Have you got your eye on a horse now?
Yeah, I have a couple in mind.
You're not like a spoilt little girl who goes, Daddy and Mummy, I want a pony and I want one now.
No, I've been waiting for nearly 2 years.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, what have you asked your parents? What do they stand on this?
I've been begging, but they say no. Enough money.
Well, you're on standby because
Demi.
That's a very, very
Demi's
good wish.
Demi's pushed her case.
Yeah.
And so my initials will go into the saddle. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm. Like Zorro.
I don't know. You'd be beholden to Mick Malloy for a long time, Demi. That could be a problem, but we'll see.
Do I get to ride the horse on weekends?
If you like.
Oh, good girl. Right, Demi, good girl. Stand by. We'll see what happens.
Good work. All right. Let's have a go with Les. Les, you have an idea that you think could change the world?
Yeah, I think so, mate.
What is
it's
it?
It's like a Mr. Whippy truck,
yeah.
But it has Archibaca and Led Zeppelin playing, and you go around and you sell beer in the streets.
So you can also
put pre-orders in, and we'll deliver to your door. If you're too lazy to get off your fat bum while you're watching the footy.
Hang on, this is a good idea. It's like a Mr. Whippy van, but for adults, and it delivers beer. And you hear it's coming when you hear...
Here comes Mr. Whippy.
And you run out the front and you clap up and down with excitement. Oh, yeah.
Give me the beers, Mr. Whippy.
Hello, Mr. Whippy. Mr. Potty.
I like it, Les.
Oh, that's so good. Les, that is a very good idea. You are in the mix. I've got to say, wow,
Maybe
good
idea.
We
can't call it Mr. Whippy. We'll have to call it Grog to you.
Grog to you, Mr. Groggy.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Mr. Groggy.
We need to donate the first carton to Debbie.
All right, thank you.
Les.
Steve, what's your device?
What's your idea, Steve?
Well, I want to, I made a device to put in the shopping trolley instead of having a coin. And I've made a half a dozen of them, and they work fine, but I want to go into production and make them and sell them.
Okay, Steph, I've got some bad news for you.
What?
First of all, do you ever go to a supermarket?
Yes, okay. I go all the time.
Have you been to Aldi, mate? Because I tell you, they have these tokens. that you put in, and I think it might be similar to what you're doing. So
yeah, but no, but what I do, this is on your keyring, so you don't.
Yeah, mine's on my keyring too, mate. Yeah, I've got them now. Yeah, sorry.
No. And then you don't, but then you don't have to pull it out. You can pull it out, put your keys back in your pocket, and you can leave the trolley in the middle of the car park.
Oh, yeah, look, I don't want to break hearts here, but but Steve, it is a good idea.
The
and
train's
maybe
left
you could,
the station, Steve.
Yeah.
Go to Coles and tell it the
right,
idea to them.
I think we are done here.
All right,
there
he's gonna
needs
win it.
To be a decision made. Look, the spray-on voice is close. The little girl, I'd love to buy her a horse. Jane, I can't.
The just, little girl.
How do I go with the little
with
girl
the
against Mr. Groggy? Mr. Groggy is
I
a bit.
I think we know who should win. Little girl, you'll make her
you
year.
Can, you can decide.
Demi wins!
Oh,
yes.
Demi!
That's a very good idea.
Oh, my God!
Demi, you've won the $500 GoFundMe, and we wish you all the luck. What are you going to call your horse? Mickey?
I will.
Oh, no, will you?
Yes.
Is Mum and Dad really excited?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Well, tell Mum and Dad they owe us because they wouldn't fork out the money, and we and Mick has, so there you go.
That horse should one day
thank
pull
you.
Beers like the Carlton Draft
yes.
Five Stars.
Yes.
Demi,
right,
send us
well
a
done.
Photo when it comes through.
Pardon?
Well done.
Yes.
Send us right. a photo when you've got the
That's
horse.
That's another right. round of Mix GoFundMe.
Yes.
Thank
this.
You.
All right. Up next, Will Anderson.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Let's boot this baby home for another week. We've got Phil Liggett, the voice of cycling.
I can't wait to speak with him. I can't
it's
believe I'm speaking to
for
him.
For a big wrap-up of the Tour de France,
excellent.
One of the best on record.
We'll also have a look at the week in review.
We always do that. We're going to go round the grounds. We might
What's
say goodbye
here?
To our good friends at Lucrif, but let's start the hour. At the top with this bloke.
The last time Will Anderson joined us, he was attempting to cut down on internet use.
It's been actually really easy. I got myself the NBN and it's done it itself.
And technology we didn't ask for.
My toothbrush that I bought has like a Bluetooth. You can kind of hook it up to the internet.
Why?
Well, so I guess that you know how often you brush your teeth or if you're brushing them from. Like, I dreamed of a future where we'd, like, have hoverboards
yes.
and stuff like that.
Where's my flying car?
And yeah. yet, no, we have one where my dentist knows where I am at all times.
Please welcome back to the show, Will Anderson.
Thank you.
You've
Thanks
been let
for
down
me.
By technology. You've been let down by... That's a good idea. That could be in a Mick GoFundMe.
That could be.
Though.
Are you a guy that goes to the dentist? Do you like going to the dentist?
No, I don't like it.
Ask,
but you do go, because I come across a lot of people who go, I haven't been to the dentist in 10 years. I go, are you insane?
Well, I hate the dentist. I have a dentist phobia. Yeah,
I hate
but
it too.
I found a dentist who is very liberal on the gas. And like,
oh, still haven't had the gas.
Dentist.
Yeah. So he lets me like basically from the minute we get in there, even before we small chat, he's like gassing me up.
Aren't you worried what goes on when you're sort of a bit spacey?
Oh, no. They can do whatever they want as long as I don't remember.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't feel the same way,
right.
funnily enough.
You know when they have those like ads for sleep dentistry? You know, like they put you in a coma and they replace all your teeth or whatever. Yeah. Oh, that's my dream.
No.
Like I would like all my medical procedures done like that. I would love if like once a year you could just go into a coma for a week and they fixed everything.
Well, yeah. I think they
put in the car in the garage, you know?
I'd like to
I've
see you in braces.
It. Oh, really? Braces?
Adult braces.
Adult braces.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd like that.
I've got wonky teeth. I actually have a down the bottom, I've got like a plate that I got when I was 15 years old, got my tooth knocked out playing football.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant, my dentist has told me I have to get it replaced every time I've gone to the dentist for about the last 30 years, and I haven't done it because I don't like getting major dental.
Is it
dental.
The same one since you were 15?
Yeah, same one. They just, sometimes it falls out and they just stick it back on
Good
the teeth
Lord.
At the back.
You need a post-it note on the fridge. Must get plate done.
I knew that I was using too much gas at the dentist when I sent a friend who was also nervous about going to the dentist to my dentist. And the dentist.
This dentist.
This sounds like a racket. Yes. Where's his
office? Where is this dentist?
It's a 7-Eleven car park. And when I say gas, it's whippets. He's doing whippets in the car park. I mean, but anyway, he'll look at your teeth as well. It's fine. It's an ice addict. He'll pull them all out and his own. He'll do his own first just to show sure. how it's done. No, my dentist actually said, and I think, I don't know if they have the same doctor-patient confidentiality that other doctors do or not, because apparently my friend reported back. I said, how was my dentist? And they said, oh, I went to your dentist, and they said, do you want the gas? And my friend was like, oh, no, I don't really need the gas for this. You're just cleaning my teeth. And they said to my friend, they said, oh, Will wants the gas as soon as he comes in the room. In fact, sometimes we think we shouldn't put him in a mask. We should fill the room with gas and wear Will masks so we don't have to breathe in the gas.
Well, there you
I'm
go.
Like, are you meant to be telling other people that?
Maybe it's a different Hippocratic oath.
I put it to you that the dentistry has got no better than when I was a boy. Going and get, apart from that fillings are no longer silver, they're white. But beyond that, they still have to put that dirty great needle in your mouth. They still have to drill. They still have to make it awful. They still have to pull the side of your mouth half off. They are surely sitting on technology. I don't believe that in 50 years.
I agree with you.
In 50 years, that there haven't been advances in the ability to save or colour our teeth.
Yep.
But they're sitting there going, hang on a second. You know, it's like the orbital engine.
Well, the other thing,
you know, it's like electric cars. Hang on, we're all rooted once that comes in.
Yes,
I love that their solution to distracting you from the needle is that the one that I go to now, it like plays movies on the. So once you go back, there's like a TV screen,
oh, yeah, I heard of
that, and you're watching like a movie or whatever. Yeah. But it's not like you can really Like,
no, you're not really interested.
You. Like, it's kind of like you're a gold class because you lay back in a seat, except that somebody's jamming a needle in your mouth and they're just pulling your lips apart. And you're like, I am not enjoying this.
Jay, I lost a notebook. Hey, but the kids, I took my kids to that and they've got movies. They sit out there with a menu. Which movie would you like to watch? When I was a kid, it was a friggin' mobile made by the son of the dentist or some finger painting.
Yeah, that stayed there for about 20 years.
Some little prick, age 7. Not good. Can you hang around, please, sir?
Absolutely.
All right, and we'll get on to this dentist. I'm interested. The gas, you say.
Will Anderson is with us.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson is with us. By the way, Will Eagle, you want to get all the ticket details on that show, you go to comedy.com.au.
Good
this is Kennedy Malloy.
Still getting out and about? Still getting up on stage?
You're going to Darwin. That's brilliant.
I am going to Darwin. Awesome. I'm doing the Darwin Festival with my show. And then next year I'm going to do, I know next year seems like a long way away, but I've just decided we've just booked in for the festival. So I'm going to do my show that is a completely improvised show, so it's different every night.
I've seen that.
That's fun. Yeah,
fantastic.
What you talking about, Will?
And, brilliant.
Well, I'm going to tell
you that. Adelaide? I saw you do a show in Adelaide once. Yeah. It was a late show, and it was just all made up.
Yeah.
It was bloody funny.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do. It's I like it in the room, and it's, you know. You
well,
get
top
to,
of your game, you just will smash that.
Good
brilliant.
Luck with that.
Now, can I tell you about a story that happened to me just yesterday?
Please do.
So I had to get an electrician around to the house because the people who designed my house in the first place didn't feel like there would be any demand for PowerPoints. felt like no one would ever need to plug something in.
Yeah.
Obviously a big battery household or something like that. Yep. And so there's just none. There's big gaps in the house where you're just like, where did they think someone would plug in a vacuum cleaner? I don't understand what they were doing.
Sure.
So I had to get this guy around to like put in some PowerPoints, right? And so it's a bit of a procedure and you have to make sure that you know what you're doing. And so I'd made this appointment to be there for this guy to come around. And on the day, you know, you all know what it's like with tradies. You're allowing yourself a few hours window. Yeah. Right? So it was meant to be 12 o'clock.
Yep.
And it gets to 1 o'clock and I'm starting to think, oh, well, that's okay. You know what? I've still got a few things to do around the house. Yep. Everything's fine. It gets to 2 o'clock. Now, at 2 o'clock, you don't know, is he just late
or have
they forgotten that this is going to be on, right? So I've decided I've got to go and check this. So I've rung what I thought was his number, but wasn't his number. Okay. It was obviously some guy in the office.
Who liaises
the local. Them. Yeah, right? Yeah. And he was having some trouble with the computer and he couldn't tell. Like, so suddenly I'm on the, with this
I'm
guy.
I'm very uptight.
Who can't work out what's going on the computer screen. He's looking at a schedule and I can just hear him as it goes on. There's about halfway through where you know they have not even sent this guy. This has not even been booked in. Like, he's about to make an excuse that he's been stuck in traffic or something, but no.
Sure.
This guy has never been sent in the first place. And this guy is typing away and the panic is starting in his voice. And I'm just like, it's fine, mate. If you can come tomorrow, I'm happy to do it tomorrow.
Oh, you're very crazy. I would have been off my head.
Well, I needed to go out then anyway. Right. So the idea that he wasn't coming was actually in some way a relief, right? Mm. So I said, can we just do the same time tomorrow? And the relief, obviously this guy was in a massive panic that they'd buggered something up. Yeah. It obviously had been his fault and he was taking it all on board. And the relief when I didn't make a fuss and was just like, oh, it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. This is what he said. He goes, all right, I'll see you at 12 tomorrow. I love you.
What?
Wow.
He said, I love you.
Oh, wow. Jeez. I love you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, haven't had that one before.
It's like, what just happened, mate?
But that's got to put a spring in your step, Will.
Did you hang on the line? No. What happened? How do you follow that up?
No. I love you. Like, you know what it was?
Sweet.
It was, no.
I love you for not yelling at me.
No. This wasn't what it was. It was a guy who clearly gets yelled at a lot by his partner or whatever. And he always finishes phone calls by saying, I love you in that rushed way of like, I'm sorry. Because he was literally hanging up the phone. Yeah. And just did the whole, I love you.
If I could only be a better person, I love you.
Wow.
Will.
So are you going to see him again? What are your intentions? Are you? Do you think he remembered? Would he have been aware he had maybe? Would he have hung up the phone?
You have to.
Ooh.
Yeah. Of course, he'd be aware.
That would have been good today if I just greeted him at the door in a dressing gown.
Hey, baby.
It's like, you know,
with a pipe. Hey,
exactly. You're an electrician, you know, but today my sparks are going to fly.
You should send him some flowers.
Oh. Yep.
See, just
did he put all the points in? Oh, well, sorry.
He's going to come back on
that's
Monday.
That's not a
euphemism.
That's not a euphemism.
What did you do? You went with it, didn't you? You hit on a tradie.
I didn't hit on a tradie. What happened? Well, I have so many tradies in my life, but once I was busy and I was saying, I was contacted Sparky and I said, and they do, and he said, yeah, I can come then. I said, that's terrific. I'll see you tomorrow, X. And I sent the text, like kiss, because I'm used to it with my girlfriends. I went, oh, that's really bad. So I text again, said, I'm terribly sorry. I put an X and that was too, and of course I'm a girl, so I write far too much.
Kiss, love heart, eggplant. It's actually what you said. It's all an accident, of course. It's a simple enough mistake.
That's funny.
Hey, excellent. It's great to have you on. How's breakfast going? You're on our Melbourne breakfast station.
It's
and
true.
You're there with Eddie Maguire. I'll be seeing him tonight. I'm off to the football. Everyone knows he's the president of the Collingwood Football
Club. That's right. And you're going for Richmond?
I'll be going as his guest, which could be problematic for him.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, so I saw you in a suit when you came in because I work with a man who wears a suit to work in the morning. And I was just like, gee, Mix, really?
When was the last time you've been in a suit? Where was it?
I don't know. I grew in last year,
It'd
be a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. You do.
Year and a half. Yeah, yeah.
You look good in a suit.
Yeah, thanks.
When's
well, I do it 10 times in about 2 years.
When's Gruen coming back, by the way? You're stingy with Gruen.
Yes.
Is that Ita's fault? Is this ABC related?
No. We're back later in the year. And you know what? The thing is, we started at the same time as MasterChef. So, turns out we've outlasted them.
Very interesting.
What are you going to do about that?
In your face, George and Matt and the other one.
Why don't you tell your mate Todd just to go home and see his family and kids? He's always up trying to get someone to shoot an arrow into his chest or something.
He swears on our show.
Go home, see your family and your kids, stop. That's a guy who's, is he happy at home?
I mean,
he seems to want to.
All indications are that you're like, if you'd rather go to a war zone, if you'd rather go to the Gaza Strip,
then
hang out with your family.
Yeah, hey, Will, your podcasts are very popular.
Yes,
and you've got recent guests. You've had M. Marciano back.
Yes. Very famous episode a year ago.
Very famous episode. Did it go all right, this one?
We've come back again this time.
Everything okay?
Everything was good.
That's great. You can tune into that as well. We will love
good
to
on you, Will.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With stage 19 of the Tour de France just about to get underway before drawing to a close Sunday, it's been labelled the most exciting in decades. The 21-stage tour started in Brussels, and last year's winner, Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe, has been the toast of the tour so far.
I ride like the leader of the Tour de France, so for sure I will continue to defend the jersey.
There's been all the usual bizarre moments, like cattle crossings.
And these cows are big, believe me. Not a good
I have to choose to cross the road with all these riders screaming down.
The growing tradition of mountain bikers jumping over the peloton.
A 21-year-old French BMX rider achieved his dream of landing that 50-foot drop. It just so happened over the Tour de France.
And the obligatory rogue bums exposed on the coverage. Mystery surrounded Aussie Rowan Dennis quitting his fourth tour last week with suggestions there was a rift between him and his team.
These things happen in cycling and you can't really change it, so I can't really get too worked up about it.
Britain's Luke Rowe and German Tony Martin were disqualified from the 17th stage after a shoving incident.
Tony's prone to having a bit of a brain fart.
Aussie Caleb Ewan has taken out two stages.
Viviani versus Ewan! It's Caleb! He collects his second.
It was such a big dream to win one stage and now I've won two, so I can't believe it.
But overnight, as the tour entered the French Alps for stage 18, Caleb suffered a crash after a frantic period in the race.
There's been a fall back in the peloton. One rider is down.
That's Caleb Ewan.
It is Caleb Ewan who's gone down.
Closely followed by a second incident.
And this is Michael Valgren, and that looks like Laurens de Plus by the looks of it.
But the stage 18 honours went to one of Colombia's great riders.
Nairo Quintana has conquered the Alps, and he wins in Valois.
Joining us now with all the latest from the tour, the voice of cycling and one of the most iconic voices in sport. Please welcome to the show, Phil Liggett.
Oh, wow, Phil. What do you think about that?
I tell you, Dean, you've excited me all over again.
Wow, we couldn't be more excited, and it's always an exciting time in my own household when the Tour de France is on.
I still, you know, I don't work on the Aussie Network for the tour anymore, which is a sadness created by the organisers in many ways. But yep. All my fans in Australia, they come over and they just mob me every day. I miss them. I miss all my friends.
Well, you're going right around Australia as we speak, and I'm sure everyone is glad to hear those recognisable tones of one of the greats. This is one of the most exciting Tour de France's ever, agreed?
Agreed. I can't believe it. I've done 47 when I get to Paris on Sunday.
Wow. And
I have to say, in the last two decades, certainly, it's been pretty much the most exciting tour. The reason being, no team has showed they've got the power to control the race.
Yep.
The days through Team Sky, they've won it four times with Chris Froome, once with Bradley Wiggins, once with Geraint Thomas. They controlled it with a strong team. They haven't got that strong team this year. They've been cracking in the mountains. And so there are five guys still believe if the coins drop in the right order, they'll win the Tour de France in the next 2 days.
As a betting man, Phil, if you had to pick one, who do you think has probably got the edge at the moment?
Well, I'll tell you, Mick, I'm not a betting man because I'm always wrong. I did give the winner to my local pub once back in 2006. Yes. I pulled out a hat called Carlos Sastre.
Yep.
And I went back to a free night in the pub and my taxi driver had 100 quid on him at 15 to 1. I couldn't believe it. For all that pressure, if I'd have known they were taking me seriously, I wouldn't have told them the name of the guy who won the tour. So I don't know which way it's going to go. I feel the advantage is still with Team Ineos, which in effect is last year's Team Sky, that changed sponsor. Mm-hmm. And Geraint Thomas yesterday told his sort of 22-year-old young usurper to his crown, if you like.
Yes.
He could attack, and he attacked, and he gained only a few seconds. Wow. So he's moved up into second place, took Thomas down to third, but they're 5 seconds apart. And the last 2 days in the mountains here in the Alps, I'm looking at them right now as we speak.
Wow.
Is horrendously hard. We're over 8,000 feet today. It's absolutely ridiculous.
How do you go with? You don't get any altitude sickness, do you, after all these years, Phil?
Well, I don't because I'm up and down like a yo-yo. But it happened because the temperatures are running at around about 38 to 40 degrees.
Yeah, that's hot.
The riders have complained about this, haven't they, the heat?
Yeah, they did. They complained. And with some justification. So what the referees did, they've allowed them to take on food, which is basically drinks, from the minute the race starts until 5 kilometres from the finish. That's unheard of. It's normally 30 kilometres into the day and it stops 20 kilometres from the finish so the riders get on with the bike race. So they've been carrying as many as 6,000 water bottles in the following cars full of cold water. It's been a tough one.
Can we ask, turn our attention to the Australian contribution so far? Caleb Ewan, what do you make of him? He won stages 11 and 16. That surprised everybody?
It didn't surprise anybody. He's a great sprinter. The fact he didn't win a bit earlier probably surprised people. He got three thirds in a second, and he wasn't disappointed. He kept saying, "Well, I'll keep trying. One day it'll work out." And it did, as you say. He's got two, and the second stage when his wife had come with their new baby Lily, and she was standing at the finishing line. I guess that was the magnet. He was first over the line.
You're very good to remember the baby's name too, Phil.
Yeah, well, as long as it's not mine, I don't care.
Very impressive.
Hey, Phil, I'm disappointed. The only disappointment for me so far is that a dog hasn't run out unattached and taken down the peloton. I look forward to that every year.
Well, it's happened over the years, Mick, as you know, and you know my emails and my Twitter and everything gets rammed with how is the dog, not how is the rider. I've taken pains many times to check on the dog's name. One was famous. He was called Nelson. And he had two eyes.
Yeah. Phil, it's very exciting, and I get goosebumps speaking with you after hearing your voice for so many years. As I said, it's a tradition in our house, of course, to watch every year. But there was some sad news last year, losing your partner in crime, Paul Sherwin. Just talk to us a little bit how you feel.
Yeah, it's been a real toughie for me because Paul and I were the longest serving sports duo in any sport in any part of the world. We worked together side by side. 33 years. Mm. He passed away very suddenly in Africa. I was in Africa, but quite a long way away from where he was, and I couldn't get to his funeral. But I lost a mate, and as I said, I lost a wingman, a great friend, and somebody I could talk to, and he could talk to me, etc. And it's been tough. The man that's replaced him is a friend of both Paul and mine, a guy called Bob Roll. He's an American, and he's a very, very different character, and that had to be the case because we didn't want another Paul Sherwin. There's only one Paul. So it's been tough, but I have to say the organisation of the Tour de France, day one, the organiser of the Tour de France, Christian Prudhomme, sent me a private text message at 7 o'clock in the morning when we were set to go to the start in Brussels saying, we think of you, dear Phil, and we think of dear Paul, and have a great tour, which I thought was...
Isn't that wonderful?
Fantastic, because this guy's rather busy.
He is, but obviously it makes it very human. And
good on you, Phil, and good on you for soldiering on, mate. We it would not be the same without you.
That's true.
And we just look forward to hearing you call many, many more in the years to come. Go and have a lie down or do something or prepare. Do what you
have
do.
Have a lie down, Mick. We're in Whistler now. I've got to get up and go and do some work.
All right, we'll
thank you so much, mate. Phil.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
Lovely to speak to you both. Ciao, ciao.
Cheers.
Phil Ligger joining us there.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, it's been a great week.
It has been fun.
I've been really good.
Me too.
I predicted you'd say that. How did I do?
You know what?
Dubious.
You're a trooper.
Yeah.
And there's potential there. Have a listen. Let's have a listen to some of you.
Here's the week in review. Ting,
ting. We started the week with the news that Peppa Pig had released her first album.
All right. Okay. No.
This pig's got to go.
Hey, I'm right.
And Mick was amazed to discover over the years, three actors have been the voice of Peppa.
I would have thought the kids would be onto this.
Well, that's because they're, after 15 years, what do you think happens to a woman's voice?
She gets all sexy and rings me later.
Peppa Pig. Hello, Mummy. Hello, Daddy.
Okay, I would listen to that album.
As for the face app craze...
They did it to all the people on the panel of Studio 10, including Natasha Belling and Sarah Harris. Cass Thorburn, ex-Mrs. Stefanoni, she said, I don't know about that. Not sure about that. I don't know about that. And I stand with Cass Thorburn. Why are you doing this to women? Stop it.
Can I say this to you? Why would you need to put an ageing filter on Studio 10? You should go the other way.
And Denise Scott shared Jane's view.
I look at myself in the mirror in the morning. Isn't that enough? Do I really need an app to make me feel even more depressed?
You're both very attractive older ladies.
Oh, my God.
Get over yourself.
That is just sickening.
I want to slap your zone. Face.
That's how I feel every day.
We tackled the big topics.
If you're going to marry a ghost, which ghost would you marry?
Come on.
All right. I'll say it. John F. Kennedy Jr.
Was he the one that died in the
perfect... Yes, with his perfect wife. What ghost would you
if
have?
If Casper had a hot sister, I'd probably give that a run.
Tom Gleisner joined us with tales from his recent family trip to Ireland.
It is not for tropical weather. No, really? If anyone watched the British Open, it's a sea of umbrellas.
Have you ever kissed the Blarney Stone?
No,
I have. You've got to go upside down to kiss it. Did
I
you know that?
I pashed the Blarney Stone.
You are atrocious.
Disgrace.
I made an inappropriate suggestion.
That's terrible.
We uncovered Jane's secret jungle language.
Did you say you can talk a gorilla?
Do you want it?
That's not talking.
It is. Hang on, let me do it again. Wait.
Can you just ring me up late at night and do that down the phone? Don't say who it is.
I'm going to wet my pants.
Mark's on the line.
I thought Jane was already talking to the gorilla when she talks to you every day.
Get stuff,
boom,
mate.
A replacement for Mick's stolen phone was finally sorted.
It's taken a whole week to get this bloody phone back. Have you got your dick pics back?
Even the ones with the old filter, the age filter on them.
But the big news of the week broke while the show was on air, just before Matt Preston was due to join us.
Matt Preston, Gary Mead and George Columbaris will not return as judges in the next season of MasterChef Australia.
So Matt was a no-show.
Why wouldn't he come in here and talk to us today?
Because he's shaken up.
But the focus soon switched to Jane as a perfect replacement for the next season.
Oh, hello, Jane Kennedy.
It's an opportunity for you, Jane.
It's not an opportunity.
Jane's already thrown
a show reel together and get it down to
Stop it.
Jane Kennedy.
Stop it.
Manu. And I could dress up like Matt
No,
Preston.
You're going
so
nowhere.
So that from a distance so I the look viewers like wouldn't Matt Preston.
And it wasn't until Jane had a chance encounter with Matt the following day that we found out the real story.
I do not believe that the issue is financial.
Wow.
Matt said they are a team. They're the three amigos.
Did he have any prior knowledge?
No, yeah. He did not know that that release was going out.
How was his demeanour? Was his cravat at half-mast?
Do you know what?
Was it a bit low, like a loosened tie? What was it?
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fund, to benefit members, the PDS at lucrf.com.au.
Guys.
Oh, don't say it.
Oh, no.
I might tear up here because last day with Lucrif. Can I just say something?
Please.
Lucrif have been with us for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And now they're gone.
But why?
They breezed into our life. They changed us around. It was educational. I feel us and our listeners have come out the other end more informed and better people.
Yeah.
We know what it's like to plan ahead now. We know how important it is to get an honest day's pay for an honest day's work and have something at the end of the day that you can retire on. And we would not have known about that.
You're so right, Mickey.
If it wasn't for our good friends at Lucrif, I can't stare at a horse's ass.
But you
without thinking of those good folk at Lucrif.
You know what we also learnt?
What?
Super's not just for the big guy at the top end of
the
town.
The big wigs, the fat cats.
Mm. It's for
the guys in the trenches.
Guys and girls like you out there listening now. You're the people. Yes, you. Turn your radios up.
If you're in your car, honk your horn.
You're the ones that Lucrif
down the window and say,
taking
thank
care
you,
of.
Lucrif. Thank you. Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Retire, just so I can stay in touch with them. I'm thinking of retiring and having a look at my nest egg.
Well, you could almost just say you turn around and change jobs and you leave me and I say work with Dr. Chris Brown next
week.
Hang
on.
Then you could just move your super like that. They make it so easy for you.
I mean, love these
That's
guys.
What you need in your life.
If you do one thing in life, boys and girls, look after yourselves.
Listen to
and
Uncle Mickey.
Don't have to do it alone. Because
you've
got a pal, you've got a friend. You got someone who's got your back, who's looking out for you. You've got a wind beneath your wings.
Oh, don't say that.
And that wind
don't
is the mighty folk at Lucrif. Thank you, Lucrif.
Thank you.
lucrf.com.au. Lucrif.
The end of the world.
We salute you.
Lucrif all the way.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Done and dusted.
We're cooked.
We've had a huge week, but we've also got a prize to give away.
We have got a prize, which is a fantastic prize. Because Highway to Hell, Mick, tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of Highway to Hell.
I know.
Well, we've been given all our callers this week, you know, CDs and our reissue copies, and we had a special prize in the cupboard. I couldn't take, but we're going to give it to you. I had my eye on it all week.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the Gibson SG Special Guitar worth
$1,800.
Jane.
I have picked the winner on behalf of the team.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. Don't you have to draw it? You just picked it. You've just chosen someone.
Sure.
That's how we draw the winner. The winner is a caller through. We were talking about loving inanimate objects. We talked about that in Clown.
Toaster for me.
I loved a Dyson vacuum cleaner. We
sure did.
George. George loved his fireplace so much that even in summer, he kept chopping wood so that they could feel connected.
He used to sneak out late at night and stoke it.
He
That's
did.
Right.
He just kept staring at it and was
done,
in love
George.
With it.
Well so done.
Brand good new guitar you, coming your way.
Well done, you perverted bastard.
We love that. Hey, have we got time to do Around the Ground?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's go quick smart.
Let's start in Melbourne. Wrestle Rock, ooh. Australia's wildest rock and roll wrestling party. He's going to bring the heat with the only Melbourne appearance of The Smoke Show.
Oh,
Scarlett
Lord.
Bordeaux, direct from the USA. That's going to be massive. I love the wrestling. I'd love to be a wrestling manager.
Would you really?
I would.
Hey, it's at a great venue, the Corner Hotel in
Corner
Richmond.
Hotel, I love that.
That's
I was involved
on tonight.
With that early doors.
Were
it's
you really?
A great thing, yep.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Sure. You're wrestling. Yeah. Amazing. Hey, let's go.
I had edible wrestling trunks.
Okay.
This is amazing. Let's go to Sydney and a tribute to Woodstock. It's the 50th Jeez. Anniversary this year, of course.
Yeah. Forget the moon landing. Yeah. It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Woodstock 19, a blistering rock band.
Yep.
Featuring lots of people are playing. Lots of members.
Guy from Air Supply.
Yeah, from
Icehouse. Steve Bull.
Richard Clapton's band. Matt Finish. That's one of my favourite bands of all time.
Matt Finish were a awesome band.
Amazing. That's a Brass Monkey.
If you're going to that tribute, staff the Brown Acid.
Okay.
And to think it'll be 50 years old now, it'll be even worse than it was originally.
Look out, it's at Brass Monkey in Cronulla tonight at 7 p.m. You can get tickets on brassmonkey.austix.com.au.
Well, pardon me, Your Majesty, but in Adelaide, Winter Reds at Cobbs Hill Estate.
Oh, this sounds like you, my lord.
We'd have to drag you out of there. Mm. You'd be holding Cobbs Estate in a siege situation. Bring your family, bring your friends, cozy up around the fires.
That sounds
this
great.
Does sound good.
Otherwise,
sipping on some of Adelaide's best Reds.
That sounds divine. How about we go to Perth. Perth Rocks Festival at the Civic Hotel.
Oh, this will be massive.
This is huge. $25 only for the best Jeez. Local rock bands in Perth. I know they're awesome bands there, so show your face, support local talent. At the Civic Hotel, that's tomorrow night in Inglewood.
All right, Brisbane, your time to shine.
Oh, God. Come on, the
Wallabies. Wallabies v Argentina.
Yikes.
We are friggin' due.
Come on. Yeah. It's time, isn't
we
it?
We are due. It's time. It's lying in the sand.
It is.
Let's go nuts. And, of course, the mighty Suncorp Stadium. Suncorp is Queensland. As far as I'm concerned.
That's
there you go.
Brilliant. Also, Together in One Voices in Brisbane. It's Black History Month for 2019.
Get involved.
Redcliffe Place in the city. You can go along and immerse yourself in a blend of traditional, contemporary, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander entertainment. Hey, that's a great one.
Check it out, Hobart.
At NAIDOC to support.
Hobart Circus Oz Rock Banner.
Wow. You only go to a circus
bang.
With live animals, don't you, performing.
I prefer elephants.
Yes, you do. And monkeys in suits.
I like a monkey riding a pony.
Yeah.
And I like a bear on a tricycle.
I don't think they've got those.
And if you don't have those things, it's not a circus for me.
But
however,
sounds great.
Circus Oz, if you want to see some of the finest athletes in this country, go nuts. They are, it's a great show.
I'm going to go one more regional. Let's go to Esperance, one of my favourite places in the world in WA. It's the Esperance Growers Market. And it's at Nelson Primary School. Takes place every second week. It's on Saturday. Go along and support all the wonderful produce in the beautiful Esperance.
Well done, Australia.
The Knights are on Newcastle.
Oh,
go
yeah.
down.
Okay.
Get amongst that. Hey, that's the week. This has been Kennedy Malloy. Huge week next week. I mean, we're talking Sam Neill, Brian Brown, Ross Noble, The Bachelor, and
wow.
more.
Woo-hoo. Here we go.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry-firm Lucrative Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.